Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode here of Let's Talk Air Guns. My name is Rick Utzler, and it is a beautiful night here in West Texas. It was crisp and clear and gorgeous today, and far too cold for me to want to go out and do any shooting. But it was a very, very beautiful day. We had a wonderful day yesterday as well. I hope you guys have had a great holiday. First of all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that kind of cool stuff. If you guys are wondering if Angie's going to join us tonight, no, she's off hunting somewhere. She's off doing family stuff and having a good time. But I'm here, and hopefully we're going to have a good show. I'm thinking it might be a little bit shorter than normal, but we'll see how it goes once we start rolling here. Excuse me. Let's switch on over here. Let's get through some of our show to-dos, our admin stuff, or have to kind of work our way through it. Hello, Maccabee Speed. Hey, Bean Flip. How you guys doing? Hope everybody's doing well. Let's get up here. So first of all, I want to thank the folks over at GTA. We're going to get into, you know, GTA, Airgun Web. Sorry, my nose itches. As we get into 2024, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But I want to say thanks to GTA. All of our paid sponsors, our paid subscribers, the folks over on Patreon and also Airgun Army, the Officers Club. Really appreciate you guys. And we've got some content, I believe. If my sister hasn't posted already, I've got a bunch of behind the scenes that were shot. I've got some more stuff coming out here soon. So we'll have some stuff there. I'll get to the 2024 kind of schedule of things as we look forward and do some stuff. I'm also just about ready to do the video on the little compressor. So for those that have been sort of waiting to see how that's turned out, I got good news. Everything's going really well on that little thing. So probably going to pull that up in here into the studio, up here in the nice warm studio, not down at the range. It doesn't have heat unless I fire up the wood stove, but in the nice warm studio, and we'll do a review of that compressor. We'll fill some bottles, some guns, we'll get some times, and I'll talk to you guys about what I've learned about the little unit. That's the GX pumps, the CS4, that can fill pony bottles. Been really pleased with it, guys. So we're talking about, why do I have this on the screen here? I don't want that there. I want that away. Oh, sorry. My show notes right there on the screen. We are going to be, we'll be looking at that. Very cool little compressor, sub $600. And you can fill your air guns and also fill your little pony bottles. And I think that's awesome. So we're going to talk about that. Let's see. We got some other folks. Hey, Bob. Fowler air guns, that's cool. Let's see. So the other thing we're talking about, I keep mentioning this, and I've got some feelers out in the wild at the moment. We are looking for a show sponsor for this show so that can cover our costs and post-production and other things. I've been doing it, really enjoy doing it. Don't see stopping doing it, even if we don't get a sponsor, but if we can, and there's a sponsor out there or somebody out there that would like to sponsor this show, that would be great. Would certainly help us, keep the lights on. So if you have any interest, reach out. Or if you know somebody that you think might benefit from this, then, you know, let them know and have them reach out to me. That'll be kind of cool. I've got this thing I always do, and I was thinking about, I know what we can call it. We'll call it Last Seen on Airgun Web. And that is the video on the, do I pull it up over here? Let me see. Let me just pull this up quickly. I'm going to switch back over to here. Then we'll real quick go get that video. No, I wanted to go to my channel. What was I doing? Hitting the wrong button. That's what I want to do. That's this one right here.
Hello, all right, guys. So welcome. You
need to hear me. But we'll at least talk about it, because this video has gotten a ton of views. It's like one of the most popular ones we've had. That's a great look for me, isn't it? We'll just kind of skip forward. My daughter's over here. If you hear laughing in the background, my daughter is
chuckling at your expense.
She's chuckling at my expense. Yes, she is. Her name's Naomi. She threatened to come up here and photobomb and do all kinds of things, trying to disrupt the show. And if she does, that's fine. I got plenty of chores for her to do tomorrow. But anyway, I do love her anyway, yes. So we had this video on the Crossman anniversary, the 362. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I mean, obviously we've got a ton of views on it. It's only been up for a day, and it's been one of our more popular releases for sure. Really cool air gun. It is unfortunately going back to Pyramid Air. I wanted to do more work with it. Excuse me, I wanted to put a scope on it, do some more shooting, but they have asked for it back. I actually got the label today, so not going to have time to do any more work with it. Kind of a bummer. If there's, you know, maybe something I can work out with Crossman directly down the road, maybe we can circle back around. I'll reach out to them, but we'll see. If I can do something with them, and again, do some more work with this particular product, I think that would be fun. I really enjoyed shooting it. But, you know, yeah, when the sponsor asks for it back, you put it back in the box, their label on it, and ship it out. Okay, so I don't know if you guys saw the video, but I really enjoyed this gun. You know, just some pictures here. This was really cool. I grew up, and I have very, very distinct memories of my dad's Benjamin Sheridan. Now, forgive me if I get the names completely wrong, but the Benjamin Sheridan, there was the Blue Streak, the Silver Streak, all these other guns in that genre. And he had a 22 and a 177 multi-pump Woodstock gun, or guns, plural. And I just remember shooting the dickens out of those things and having such a ball. And I also had a Daisy, when I got into the sport, I had a Daisy SG-22, which I gave to my niece. I don't know if she still has it. But that was a gun that was Woodstock multi-pump, really, really nice 22 caliber gun that was just a ton of fun to shoot. And so getting this gun in the Woodstock was a treat. That was a fun treat. It was a lot of work doing the video because there's a lot of, you know, having to pump the thing up every shot. And I certainly don't want to do that all the time, but it was a lot of fun. And the one thing, a couple things I wish were different on this gun, and I mentioned in the video, one, I wish it was a little chunkier, specifically in the grip section. It's a little thin, I believe. I'm curious on how the durability will work out over long term with that. We'll see. It's probably going to be fine, but mine I thought was a little thin. And I wish I had swivel studs. Being able to have swivel studs on something like this would be the ticket. I think that would be so much fun. Take that out into the woods and just have an absolute ball with it. So all in all, just a really fun gun. So in this section, again, you know, last seen on Airgun Web, we always have video comes out on a Monday. So Tuesday's great to talk about what we just released. And we'll probably continue that going forward. We'll have a video on a Monday and we'll see what happens. Should we go ahead? Yeah, I'm looking at my notes here. And the next thing I have was what's happening for GTA and Airgun Web in 2024. So let's go ahead and get into that a little bit. Let me see if we've got... Bean Flip's asking, so Rick, 15 yards, zero on the brake barrel. It depends on the velocity. If it's a lower powered gun, probably. If it's a higher powered gun, maybe a little bit out further. It really is going to come down to your velocity and the pellet you're going to zero with and your ballistic coefficient to see what that optimal zero is. 15 yards might be a little close. I think I'm going to have to revisit that and actually kind of go through the whole process and really show not only how to do it, but then how the results play out. And I've got some stuff coming from Gamma. I've got some of their knockdown targets. So they have like an inch and a quarter kill zone, which I thought might be a great way to sort of space things out and actually test it once you get your gun set up. For those guys that don't know what I'm talking about, there's a thing called Optimal Zero. We talked about it last week. I've done a video on it, and then I did a little short talking about it. And when we were talking to the folks over at Cineground Outdoors, great guys, by the way, they were saying that, yeah, they stopped sighting in their rifles, their air guns at 20, 25 yards because they were only on there. And I was explaining the shot curve and how, or the, not shot curve, but the ballistic trajectory curve. And as they started sighting in 15 yards, they got more accurate over a longer space. And that's because if your angle is such where you're shooting like this, then your shot goes like that. So if your kill zone's like this little spot and you're shooting like this, then you're only in the kill zone for these little narrow spots. But if you can find that optimal zero, find where you're reducing that angle so that when you're shooting, you stay in that kill zone. It comes more like this than it does like this. So if you know how to do that, it just makes out hunting far more enjoyable, for more accurate and more productive, because you're not having to chase hold over or hold under like you would normally. So 15 yards might be a little close, but it again, it's going to be determined by pellet choice and velocity, because it's really that ballistic coefficient and your initial muzzle velocity that's going to determine what's your optimal zero. That and your scope height and other things too. So there's a bunch of things in there. So let's see here. Any other things? We've got a bunch of comments going on here, and I'm here solo tonight, guys, so forgive me. Jeff's saying he's got Silver Streak 20. That's a beautiful gun. Let's see. And Harold's here. Hey there, Harold. Iguana Lifestyles, our buddy. And my plan is to get Harold up here. So Harold, put it in your calendar. Not like next week, which is the second, which is my wife's birthday. In all reality, I probably need to take next week off. If so, I'll put a notice up or something. But it is my wife's birthday on the second, so I might take next week off. Just a heads up, guys. But I think after that, I'm going to start lining up. I'd like to do a couple guests a month at least. Well, I've got some folks that I know have shown interest on coming up and hanging out with us. So I'd like to do that. I know Harold, if we can give him something to calm him down a little bit, because I'm concerned in his just hyperactivity, he may blow the entire internet up with him. Hi, Harold. And he can't even defend himself. It's great. Might blow the internet up just with his sheer energy being on here. So we'll have to give him something to just tame him down a little bit. If you guys are in the South Florida area, could shoot him with a trank dart or something to calm him down. Then we can get him on the show, and I think it'll be productive. If not, it might be a bit of a wild ride. So we'll see what happens if we can get Harold up here. I think that'll be fun. I definitely want to get the guys from Cineground Outdoors up here as well, because they were a ton of fun. And they've shot just about everything they can in Georgia with a firearm, and they're working their way to shoot just about everything you can in Georgia with an air gun. So I think talking to those guys may be a hoot. So I want to get them on here. And then we've got some manufacturers that have shown some interest. So as we're rolling kind of into the new year with Let's Talk Air Guns, we got some cool things going on that way. Let's talk a little bit about GTA. So Gateway to Air Guns, you guys know I bought that a couple years ago. I bought it from Travis. And that's been a lot of fun to be part of that, and have no intention at this, at this time to change that dynamic. But I do need help, and I've talked with Air Gun Angie, Miss Angie. She is going to be taking over the content creation for the GTA, specifically the management of all that content creation, which is really going to be a big help to me and help me focus on some other things. She's been doing it anyway, but there's a lot of organizational stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and that she's going to actually step into that role. So super pumped there. You're going to get at least 48 videos from her next year, and we're probably going to get a lot more, frankly. If you are a vendor, this kind of gets to the things we're going to be changing with Air Gun Web as well. We're going to be changing the dynamic of how the content goes out. Because I have GTA as this option, if you're a vendor, that's really where you need to be putting your stuff. The GTA is a great resource for being able to directly promote product and product sales to the consumer, which we cannot do on YouTube. I just got hit with a Facebook violation this evening, and I don't know why they violated the image. It was a picture. It was a post that was a post linking to... Let me get a pretty picture of this rifle. Let's do that one. It was a post linking to the video on YouTube. There was nothing in the post that, hey, come watch this video. That's all it was, but it was a community violation. And the only thing I can think of is that Pyramid Air is a vendor. So how we deal with vendors and manufacturers going forward is a bit of a sticky wicket, and that's one of the things we're really going to be focusing on going forward. So if you're a vendor and you want to promote your products or sell your products, GTA is a great place to do it. We're pleased to have you. You can call me and talk to me about what's required. It's not a lot. There is a monetary investment, but it's very minimal to be able to basically promote your business and products on the GTA. So that's kind of cool. And if you are part of the Pro Tier program, which is all the banner ads, you get 4 videos a year, and you get some other benefits too. So, yeah, if you're a vendor looking to sell stuff, GTA is a great way to do it. Now, if you're a manufacturer, and what I've been doing on Aragon Web for years, as you guys know, we've had a lot of vendor sponsors. We've had Pyramid Air, we've had Airguns of Arizona, we've had FT Airguns, we've had a bunch of different places, New England Airguns, we have a bunch of different places that have sponsored Aragon Web in hopes of direct sales. Well, we're going to stop that. Not that we won't carry them as sponsors, it's not my point. But the focus of the videos have to change. YouTube has essentially cracked down hard on content that links directly to where any gun, it doesn't matter what it is, guys. You and I both know an air gun is not a firearm, but whatever. They can't seem to tell the difference. When they age restrict a pellet test for whatever reason, you obviously know that they're not working with a full deck. So we are going to change the entire dynamic of Aragon Web. We're going to focus on supporting manufacturers and their products, but in a way that is going to be 100% YouTube compliant. This is going to happen as of Jan 1. So our videos are going to be far more informational based. They're going to be less, go buy this here, or thank you to so-and-so, and here's their website, and you can buy it here. We got to take all that out. So that is definitely going to change the dynamic of our sponsorships, because folks really, specifically some vendors, really want that function. Well, it's counterproductive. It's counterproductive to them. It's counterproductive to the channel. It's counterproductive to everybody else on the channel. So that whole thing is changing, and we're going to focus on what I call experiential videos. So that's using the product, showing the product, demoing the product, reviewing the product, all of those things. And we can certainly say, like, thank you to Gammo for sending this over. That's not a problem. Where the problem comes in is, if you really like this, go buy it at GammoUSA.com. Links in the video description. See, that's all of a sudden, that's when YouTube comes and wants to put the kibosh on our content. And they ding us. They won't let us have monetization. And I don't really care so much about the YouTube monetization because we really don't make much, if anything. I mean, by the time YouTube takes their cut and our content partner takes their cut, I can barely take the family lunch off of a month's worth of revenue. So I'm not doing it for the revenue sake. Although if that dynamic changes, we can put a little extra money in our pockets. Hallelujah, praise God, let's do that. But the real reason is they don't recommend your video nearly as much. So if they don't feel that it's ads compliant or whatever, now they'll still run ads, they'll take their cut, but they won't. In the recommended video stuff, they don't optimize you for that. So it hurts the channel, hurts me, hurts the customer. So we're just going to stop doing it. Now, we have this wonderful thing we have, guys. We have the GTA. We have the grip gate. We have the ARC, the Airgun Repository of Knowledge, with tons of videos. You can go and look up. I want to look at spring and gas ram guns, and there's going to be a ton of videos here that you can go look and just say, all right, here's a video on a gun. And in here, we actually can link directly to the products where people can actually then go and buy them. And this, all of this content, we don't pull from YouTube. We pull all of this from Vimeo. So the other thing you can do, if you don't want to support YouTube and all their shenanigans, gosh, you can see our stuff. Let's see, you can see it. You can just go to Aragon Web and see our stuff. You can go to Aragon Army and see our stuff. You can actually, on the Gatewood Aragon side, if you want to see Angie's stuff that she's posted and not have to, you know, not support the YouTube shenanigans, you can go right to our GatewayToAirguns.com and also see it here. So there's our these were really fun videos. In fact, I have another fun video that's going to be coming out with I did with Angie in your studio. We had a good time, so that's coming out. So in this big change that we've got coming up this year, We're going to really look to promote and support vendors because really they have no other option. If you're trying to sell, and I have people contact me all the time, I'm a new shop, I'm trying to sell, and I just found out I can't advertise on Google. I can't advertise here. I can't advertise there. You can't. So it's sites like mine and other sites that are really the only option. So we're going to try and really make all of the stuff we're doing outside the mainstream, the YouTube and the Facebook, let's just say, that can help vendors get their products out there to you guys so that you guys can find them easily and know they're out there. And then on the YouTube side, we're going to tell you about the products, which is, you know, less sales and more info. We'll let you know if it's sponsored by saying we want to thank so-and-so for, you know, sending this over, but that's probably what you're going to get. And then if you want to know more, you can always go to our other websites and check it out. We'll probably put links there that you can kick over to that other information. But we got to have a couple stages of separation, or YouTube will have, they'll start having a fit again. So anyway, it is tough. Let's see. Backroads is saying it's much easier to search the Vimeo videos from the links Rick mentioned versus direct from Vimeo, in my experience. Yeah, Vimeo is a repository. We actually haven't maybe used it that well. And I think we even have a page. I don't see. I'm pretty bad. I don't even know my own stuff. All right. I think this will get us to a location there. Takes it a minute. Yeah, so I have a... It's coming. It's slowly getting... All right. So just... We have almost 1,600 videos up on here, guys, which is a lot. We've got all of this stuff. There's just so much of it. Tons of it. So you can also just find our stuff here. And we don't care where you watch it. We just want you to watch it. Just because if you watch it and you're blessed by it and it helps you do more in the air gunning world and you learn more about the products that are out there, makes me happy. So that's all we care about. We don't care where you watch it. We just hope that you watch it. So that's that. We got Joe up here. Hey, Joe. How you doing, man? Here's a question, and forgive me because I am kind of, as I said, I'm running solo tonight. What are the pros and cons of the HW98? I gotta look it up. That sounds like really familiar. I'm gonna switch off of this for a second. Let me just see what this gun is. Oh, okay, so let's see. This is one that I have never shot, so I don't know. It's German, Weyrock. Let's see. Well, it's German, it's made by Weyrock, and it's probably awesome if their other stuff is anything to go by, but I don't have any personal experience with it, so I apologize. I don't have anything more for you on that one. Let's see. Let's see. J-Man's here. Timmy's here.
You need me to help reading the chat.
What's that?
You need me to help reading the chat.
My daughter's offering. Well, you know what I need is a producer to come out here and help me, but, we'll figure that out. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Let's go on to some other stuff. What's next? As we talked about what we're going to be doing content-wise next. You guys get the idea. GTA, we're going to be focusing to really help support vendors. On Airgun Web, we're really going to be working to help manufacturers get their name and product out there and help you guys learn more about those products. If you want to know the buying side, you can always go to any of our other posts that we post to, like on Airgun Web, go to airgunweb.com, and the links and everything will be in there. We're going to support our vendors, or if they have direct sales, we'll definitely support them there, but we're not going to do it here on YouTube because we get hit hard with it. Sorry, guys. All right. Next thing. What do we got coming up next? Well, as I said earlier, it's been cold and windy, and we're supposed to have a day this week, a couple of them, that are supposed to be good. Let me see what the weather's looking like. I know it's cold. Yeah, we're in the 20s for like, boo hoo. Let's see. Wind. See, tomorrow's might be a good day for me to go down to the range and do some shooting. I know I need to do something. I got a gun. I got a project in mind for Barra. I know you guys may have seen the video I did on the 177 where I turned it down and got some really good results. I'm going to do the same thing with the 22. I want to see if turning it down just means I don't have to put nearly as much air in it. I get the same sort of performance. If that works, what a great idea. Just, you know, it's opposite land, right? So we want to turn everything up because we think it'll help. But sometimes turning it down helps more. We've seen that with, like, the air arms things I just shot. Running on lower power gave us more consistency. So I really want to do that with the Barra 22 and throw an ATN scope on it. But it looks like Wednesday's good. Thursday's good. Friday's really good. I've got, like, several days of good wind. It's just going to be chilly. But if the sun's out, I think I'll brave it and get out there and shoot some videos. So I'm excited. So we've got that. I've got some air guns I need to go out and shoot. So I'm excited there. What I have for unboxing. Okay, so Angie's already beat me to some of this. We did some unboxings together there in South Carolina with the new Gammo guns. I pulled up their website here. All right, so yeah, I know this is one of those things. This isn't monetized, and we're doing this live for fun. So I will probably point people where they can buy stuff on this show, but I just won't do it on my videos, on my specific individual things. But on the live stuff, I really don't care. They can sit and spend for all I care. All right, so I've got, let's see, for unboxings, I've got, I believe I have the Gammo Magnum Ultimate, Gammo Hunter Extreme Ultimate 25, gorgeous gun. I've got the CFX, I've got the Shadow Elite, which I think is like the old Gammo CS something or other. CS, I don't know, I have to look that one up. It's really, it looks like a cool, fun gun, and it's black and yellow, and I'm going to claim that they built it for Airgun Web. They didn't really, but I might claim that. And then I've got the Barra, and then I've got the Umarex Hammer, which they sent over all set up. So I'm really excited to get that out of the box. That's been sitting here for a while. I just haven't had the time or inclination, haven't been not feeling well for so long, but now feeling better to get that out of the box, show you. It's got a new magazine that stops the blow-by. So I'm super excited to get that, show you guys how that works, and then get that out on the range. And then I've got, and I can't touch it because if I touch a gun on the show, they kick us out, right? But Buck Rail, let me get his stuff up here. Hold on. He finally has, I don't know if he has the whole kit available. Let me try it. BuckRail.com. So Terry, our buddy over at Buck Rail, I kind of took a break because I'd done so much of his stuff. Let's see if he's got the whole conversion up. Let me just type it in. Router. I got the full conversion kit. Here it is. He's got it up now. Well, that's not the whole thing. From $34. Well, that makes more sense. Okay, so this is what he sent me, and I've got this whole kit. I've got the grip, the trigger, the handrail. I got the whole deal. So this is going to be super cool and super fun to put this together. I don't think I have I don't know if he sent me the folding stock version or not, or just the straight stock. I don't know yet, but we're going to do that video. I'm going to do a whole build on that coming up as well. So as far as studio stuff goes, I've got a bunch, and I'm probably going to film as much as I can of that, probably tomorrow, maybe Thursday, I don't know. I've got a video that needs to go out by Saturday, so probably tomorrow, and then we'll work our way to get the rest of the stuff, get down the range, and do some other shooting. So we've got a lot of stuff stacked up as we're looking to the first of the year here, which I'm excited about. Not quite sure what we're going to be doing for Airguns of Arizona yet. I need to reach out to them and see what they'd like me to do. And then we'll see what comes next. I've actually got a couple new things coming out I can't talk about yet, but there's two new companies that have approached me, and I should have samples coming in. And if everything goes well, I'll show you guys the samples. We'll talk about them, and then we might be doing a whole set of content for these guys, which would be, again, super cool. We're going to circle back around to the Nixon from Donnie FL. Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, we just were overloaded with a ton of really cool stuff to shoot. And as the weather gets nicer, we're going to have a good time doing it. So that's sort of what we got on the books right now. All right, 7 o'clock. Yeah, I think we're going to jump into some viewer comments. And then we'll probably go ahead and wrap things up a little early tonight, folks. I don't have Angie here to harass or her harass me. So we'll go ahead and let people get back to their holiday fun and hanging out with their families. See if we got any other comments here. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. Nothing really going on. Oh, there is a series I'm hoping to do this year just for giggles. I was going to say something in giggles. You guys kind of can fill in the blank. Just vintage air gun reviews, and they're probably going to be guns that Bob's helped me here. We had a somebody's asking me if I'm going to get the Hatsan Jet 3 when it comes out. Probably not. I don't have a relationship with Hatsan. The last Hatsan, all of the Hatsans that you've seen me handle over the last couple years, I paid for myself, bought myself. Maybe we'll buy one. There's some things going on with where I would normally buy that stuff that I don't know if that's going to be an option going forward. So we'll see. I've wanted for many years to have a working relationship with Hatsan. Things fell apart. I take responsibility for, you know, a percentage of that. It's two sides to every argument and all that kind of fun stuff. I certainly have apologized 16 ways till Sunday, but you know, it's up to them. I'm more than willing to let things bygones be bygones and work together for the betterment of the air gunning community and help support what they're doing, because they have some cool products that are I'm sure you guys would like to know about, like the Hatsan Jet 3. I bought the Hatsan 2, or the Jet, excuse me. I bought the Jet with the two cylinders specifically because I had so many people wanting to know how it compared to the Notos. So I bought it myself, paid for it myself. I actually paid for that Notos myself as well, just because we needed to kind of bring that content forward. So I'm going to do stuff like that as I can. And I don't want to get into the financial side, but it's hundreds of dollars, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to bring a video to the channel, just so you guys know. This isn't a hobby for me. This is my full-time job. And if I am working on something that I'm not getting paid for, I pay people to then edit and publish as well as my own time that is essentially donated. I can't afford to do it. So I'm open to working with them. I'm even open to, if it's going to be valuable enough to the channel and for you guys, purchasing something myself and putting in the sweat equity just for the sake of the channel and the sake of the people learning about it. I'm going to have to really limit that this coming next year. Let's get to some viewer comments here. Let's see. As far as you guys are talking about the HW, any of the HW guns are freaking awesome. They're expensive, built like tanks. They're beautiful guns. So I don't think you can go wrong with buying one. I have an R9. I used to have an R7. I sold it. But I have an R9. Incredibly beautiful air gun. It's kind of going back to the concept of vintage air gun reviews. These are guns that aren't available anymore. You can't buy them. So they're kind of like nostalgic stuff. I want to go back and show those guns so you kind of see where we started, now where we come from. So I think that's going to be a fun kind of thing I can fill in the blanks with. Let's see. Let's look at some comments. We don't have a lot this week. We have some. This was a really cool... I want to say thank you. I'm not going to mention names. I will talk about the video that was on. I did a video back in last year. We released it sometime in February. And it was on the Gammo Magnum Gen 3i. We did a setup and scope install and sight in and whatever. Fairly long video, but man, has that video... Wow. Let me just look at the analytics on that guy for just a moment because it's been significant. I think that video's done well over 100,000 views. Let me just pull this up. All right, it's going to be easy to find. Analytics content. Okay, so videos. Overview. All right. So, this video, over 110,000 views. It's still just like this. I mean, it has never plateaued from the day we released it. It's been a great video. I enjoy doing that stuff. We'll continue to do a lot more of it because I think it's fun and it's obviously useful. This gentleman left a very nice comment. He said, "Rick, thank you for the outstanding video. I just purchased a Gammo 22 Cal Swarm Magnet Pro Gen 3i and found your video to be extremely helpful in getting me started on this exciting new air gun. When you attach the scope, please tell me the name of the toolkit. It's called Fix-It Sticks. There should be links in the video description. If not, I did respond to the guy, so he has that data you used, so I know where to get one. I really like the T-handle, the way it handled all the bits fit into the holder. Thanks so much. Thanks very much. I hope you have a time to answer my question." I did respond to him, and... The other thing I hope to do, guys, and I've been bad at this just because of the volume, the sheer volume of comments, I'm hoping to be more communicative and involved, mostly on new videos, but I watch them. I pay attention. I just don't always have time to get on top of them. Here's a question, and I'm going to throw this out to you guys. It'll take a minute for things to sort of catch up, so I'll pontificate for a little bit. Let's see. Let's go back over to... What did we want to look at? We looked at the P-Rod stuff. Let's go to here. Let's do this. This is going to be not in the price range, but we'll pull it up anyway. Gorgeous. I've got one of our vendors up here. Air Guns of Arizona. I'm going to show their picture while we talk about this topic. All right. I've got the Bushbuck up, by the way. That's another gun that I don't personally own, but boy, do I wish I had one. What a beautifully built air gun. I absolutely love it. It's pricey, though. I mean, it's quality costs money, right? So this gentleman says, "Hey, man, I've been watching your videos for years. Can I ask you something?" Sure, you can. I haven't been keeping up with PCPs in recent years. What's the most powerful / quality PCP between $1,000 and $1,200? I want one for deer hunting and I want to be able to have good range. Can you recommend a few if you got a sec?" So I haven't responded to him, but I will on the thing. But I thought, what a great topic to discuss here. If you can find one, and I don't know if Harold's still up here, but Harold took a deer with the Gammo, the Winchester 7045. So it's a 45 cal multi-shot PCP. They're about $700-$800. And just a really fun air gun. It's 200 and some change foot-pounds, which if you know what you're doing is more than enough energy to drop a deer, just so you know. They're very soft skin and you can be very effective with less energy on a deer. Different than like a hog, that if you got to try and punch through the shield, you need more power to get that penetration. But with a deer, you have more options. So he dropped one, and we actually ate some of it. It was delicious when we were down there doing the iguana hunt. So I'm curious, what do you guys think of between $1,000 $1,200 deer hunting air gun? I'm also going to probably lean that because I know it's available. Gosh, the Texan, I mean, that's right in that sweet spot, and it's a proven gun. It's single shot, but with that, you should only need one. I think that's a great option. The Dragon Claw 2 is probably a great option. I think that's good. That's 370 some odd foot pounds now in the DC-2. If you want to go up the budget and go get one from Mark over at Cap Dragon, or Cap Arms, you can get, you can see that over 500 foot pounds in a Dragon Claw. You guys just pay for the mod or buy one from him. So that's a good option. So what do you guys think? I know some of the guys are going to talk about the AEA guns. I know, here you go, Joe's saying the Texan Zeus Element Max. That the Element Max would be a good fit. I've got a 357 that's coming back. I was going to let Angie do some work with it, but it doesn't look like she's going to have time. So it's getting shipped back. And I also have a regulator that was sent to me by Hubin. I've got a regulator for an Air Force gun and a regulator for the AEA guns. So I'm going to be working on that when I get that stuff back. But I got a 357 multi-shot that is pretty beastly. It is pretty impressive on the power. I don't know how it's going to do for accuracy. We'll find out, but we'll see. It's a cool little gun. Short, small, very powerful. So I would like to do more with the AEA stuff, but again, that's kind of back in that same ballpark where I don't have a sponsor to pay for it. So if we get AEA on board, or we have a vendor out there with AEA products that wants to have them featured, should give me a call. We could probably work something out because I want to work with those products. They seem pretty interesting. I just don't know enough about them. So that should be fun. And Beamflip saying, I'm taking my bar back to factory settings after yours and other vids, Rick. Yeah, I mean, on the bar PCP for just a moment. We're so spoiled maybe right now. Because, you know, everything, cheap or otherwise, has a regulator, you know? And I get it. I mean, there's really good reasons to have a regulator. It really does help new shooters not have to learn so much. It's sort of like, you know, brake barrels, they require a learning curve. Spring guns that require a learning curve. But that 1100Z is a wonderfully good shooting air gun if you know how to use it. You get used to it, tune the trigger. I have a video on how to do the trigger model, or not trigger mod, excuse me, but how to adjust the trigger properly, and it really makes a difference. And then just tune the hammer spring, and I'm going to turn mine down. I want to see what I can do if I drop the, if you turn the hammer down, you don't have to put so much pressure in it. You probably can fill it to 2100, 2200 PSI. You get the same number of shots and maybe don't take much of, at all of a hit on velocity. So heck, that now you're dealing with, it'll be quieter because you're not pushing as much air out, so it's quieter. It doesn't need as much air, and I mean, this is what happened with the 177. I'm hopeful that we'll see a similar result with the 22. We'll find out. I may even cheat and call up Geo and say, hey, do you have a similar tune for the 22, and just skip a bunch of testing. But that's going to be probably one of the first guns I shoot down the range is going to be that. I want to shoot their new CO2 underlever, but at, you know, 40 degrees outside, I'm not going to try and shoot CO2 till it warms up a little bit. That'd be fun, though. Yeah, my daughter's saying it would be fun. It would go poop. So it wouldn't be very effective. I saw a CFX pop up under here. Did I do an accuracy video with the Gambo CFX underlever? No, I just got mine in, so I'm going to unbox one. That's the other one I got, wasn't it? I got the CFX, the Hunter Ultimate, and the Shadow Elite. So, the CFX, I'm going to definitely be doing a video series on that gun. Gammo is a great sponsor. They're awesome. They give me a ton of leeway. They just say, Rick, what do you want? I let them know, and they shoot it over to me, and I get to play with it as much and as long as I want, and they just let me do my thing, which is the kind of sponsors I really like to have. They just let me be brutally honest on stuff, and they actually take criticism well, which is also very awesome. Had some great conversations with them on a couple things. I have something really cool I want to show you guys. I won't be able to show you on a live because I'd have to handle the gun, but I'll show you some pictures, and I'll probably do a behind the scenes on it for our paid sponsors, our paid members. Anyway, but they're a great sponsor. But I will be doing something with the CFX really soon. I got to get it, undo the unboxing video, and then that'll be. What a fun gun that was to shoot iguanas with. Man, I had a ball. In fact, I went down with the sole purpose of just filming. And when I got the CFX in my hand and took a couple shots, Yeah, I took a break from filming and spent basically the whole first day running around shooting iguanas and filming as not even secondary. So it was, anyway, I had a lot of fun, and I used that gun pretty much exclusively the entire trip, and it was very effective. I enjoyed it very, very much. So we will be doing some accuracy tests with that. Can't wait to show you guys. Let's see. Jess asked about the hammer, probably with regards to a 12 to $1,200 gun. The hammer is a beast. I've got one here with the new mags. I'm going to test it. And if it's as good as... I mean, gosh, all you have to do is go watch Angie's stuff. How much stuff has she killed with a hammer? I mean, just absolutely slammed deer and hog and everything else. It's an easy gun to recommend. Two shots on tap right with the magazine. Three to four shots, if you can get all the way to 4,500, you can get four shots out of it. You may dump the tank at the last shot, but you can get four shots out of it. And yeah, that's a very easy gun to recommend. It's a beast. It's fun to shoot. I like it. I don't mind loud guns with a lot of recoil. It doesn't bother me. So that's cool, but it's a beautiful gun. So thank you for mentioning that. I forget that sometimes, because I don't shoot it much, because I don't have a lot of need, because I don't hunt. You know, be kind of silly to use it on a jackrabbit, although it might be fun. Might be interesting. Hit a jackrabbit with a hollow point 50 cal. Might be a little overkill. Joe's up here. Joe, why don't we do some prairie dogging with the hammer? That'll be fun. We're going to need like a gas-powered compressor in the back of the truck just to keep it filled. Anyway, Beanflip's asking, I don't think air shotguns will ever be very good. Beanflip, I'm going to have to smack you silly. Now, it's not necessarily your fault. Have you not seen my SWA? Ask Joe about the SWA. It's not only is it good, it works really, really well. You can hunt just like you would a regular 20 gauge. I mean, be realistic, 35 yards may be your max distance, but son of a gun. Yeah, take a look at the SWAs. Now, I'm going to be doing a lot of work with the SWAs in the new year because I've got a bunch of them sitting on the bench that I need to finish putting together and then finish the website and get them done. But, yeah, 20 gauge, shoot slugs, choke barrel, you know, you put chokes in it, whatever. Yeah, it's an awesome option. So we're definitely going to be showing that first year. So 20 gauge shotgun, absolutely. Beanflip, check out SWA. SWA 20 gauge shotgun, absolutely awesome. Yeah, Joe's saying the SWA is friggin' awesome. It is very awesome. I need to get some 27s in. And I actually want to go out to Terry at Buckrail and see if he'll make a 3D printed under like a foregrip for it. I don't want to market that. I just, maybe he can make it and y'all can buy it from him directly. But it's really light, easy to work on, super fun. If you guys are into survival or prepping or even personal defense, if you want to have something that would be, I don't buy into the less than lethal crap. I think that's BS, frankly. But you take, just ask Joe, take that 15-inch tactical that I have, drop two 250 grain round balls in the mags and drive that out the front with the rifle choke. You'll be putting two round balls like this out to 20 yards, 25 yards, pushing. Oh, yeah. Vicious, absolutely unbelievably vicious. I got to do videos on this stuff because they are freaking awesome. But that's just been too busy and gosh, being sick for so long. Now I'm starting to feel way better and can get out and do some stuff. Yeah, we're going to start seeing some stuff with the SWA coming out. So the SWA is going to be, if you want an Eric shotgun, give me another 30 to 60 days, guys. We're going to have something that's going to be kicking butt for sure. So anyway, I'll be able to talk about that a little bit more coming up. So yeah, anyway, let's see. Back on the air guns that might do really well for hunting deer, Hot Ton Pile Driver. I shot one, wasn't bad. I think they're really heavy. If I had to pick a gun to shoot, it was between the Pile Driver or the hammer. I'd take the hammer every day, but that's just me. Let's see. What are we at? We're 720. Let's move on to the next question. I'll answer that, gentlemen. and I think we'll I think we got some good options for him. Let's see. Next question. This was somebody who left something speaking on the Gamma Coyote video. We got to get back to those too. In fact, there's been so much that I've had come in lately of Gamma. We're gonna have a lot of Gamma videos going forward, guys. Just because we got kind of overrun with some of their inventory. So hope you guys like the Coyote and the Arrow and all of these new brake barrels they came out with. So we're gonna be hitting all those. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. So this gentleman said, okay, the Gamma Coyote I had was very accurate. The problem I had with mine was the barrel moved when you set it up against something, making it shoot off all the time. My guess is that he would lean up against a tree. I'm not for sure. That's what I do. If I'm out hunting, I don't take shooting sticks. I use the environment as my rest. There's a barrel band on the front of that gun, and it can get loose. And if you don't keep it tight, you don't watch it, don't monitor it, if you can bump the barrel and it'll move. So my thing is, make sure you keep your gun maintained. Make sure you check all your stock screws, your mounting screws, your barrel band screws. Just keep all that stuff snug and tight. And if you want to, drop a blue Loctite. Ain't gonna kill it. So that's what I would do. Just make sure all that's tight, because that should not happen. He's asking, he found another one for cheap, and is it worth getting? And I would say, yeah, just make sure that barrel band's tight. It should not be moving on you, because it's way at the front. You have the receiver way back here, and you have the barrel band way up front. It's got set screws on it. Lock them down, and you shouldn't have a problem. Should be fine. So, Rich is asking, Benjamin457, those, Rich, thank you. The new ones, Rich, specifically like the M model, the Magnum models, I have a 4.57. That's another gun I got to get out and shoot. It's the 4.57M, and it does 450 and a short little multi-shot. I was skeptical. When you're talking 450 foot-pounds out of a short little bullpup, because it's not super long, short little bullpup, it's got a moderator. You can put a moderator on it. I have a moderator that'll work on that. Yeah, I got to get that out, because that is a freaking awesome option. Thank you, Rich. I forgot about that. That would be a great deer gun. And the 357, the original 357, it was no slouch. It wasn't like a powerhouse, but it killed a lot of deer. It killed a lot of deer and a lot of game as it was. And now they have it pushing, I don't know what they're getting out of it now, a lot. And it's just going to do better. The 357 was really fun. I did this down at Dave's over at Hunter Supply. He makes 357 round ball. The mag will hold two round balls front to back in the mag. So when you go like hunting pigs or something, you can put double round ball in it, load it in, and when you fire, you get two of those round balls coming down that barrel. And it's rifled. They're accurate. They'll hit about an inch and a half apart. And give you two wound channels, which is pretty impressive, with good energy and penetration. So, yeah, no, thank you, Rich. That's a great, I forget about that gun, but the Benjamin Bulldog's a great option. Let's see. yeah, Angie's saying, sorry, guys, couldn't join. Had a good show. Yeah, we've had a great show. We've got just a few minutes left. I do have one last comment. This is sort of I don't know how to address it, so we'll just briefly mention it. This gentleman says, hey, Rick, can you please spread the news about people shooting at cars traveling on our streets and getting shot at? Okay. I asked him specifically, are they getting shot with airsoft, splatterball? He said, no, people are buying pellet guns and shooting people in their cars, busting out windows and stuff. Yeah. We're living in a time where consequences are not something that people really have to face, right? It's sad. And then when consequences finally do fall, the people that really need to have it falling on don't really seem to bear the brunt of the consequences, but it's all the other people. So, for example, what could possibly happen if somebody gets seriously injured or killed? And then the person that did the killing and shooting, maybe they get you know, some consequence or otherwise, but there's going to be this reaction of, well, we just need to ban air guns now. And I know that that's everybody's worst nightmare. What these folks are doing by shooting out windows and passing cars and stuff, that's against the law. It should not be tolerated. And the police need to be dealing with the people that are doing it, not, you know, potentially looking at legislation to limit the access to air guns, because the average enthusiast air gunner isn't going to be behaving that way. It's like the average firearm owner that is a responsible firearm owner isn't the guys going up and shooting stuff up. But then they try and levy controls that are broad reaching because for whatever reason they aren't willing to or able to or interested in addressing the actual perpetrator. I don't know. It's way above my pay grade. One thing I can say, and this is where I come from, I just pray. I pray hard that God keep us from ourselves. And for those people that are doing it, they're doing it for some reason. They're doing it for, and I don't know. I mean, our nature, our default position isn't a good one. It's selfish and self-centered and dismissive and all manner of things that's evil. And without any checks and balances in that, we're not great. It's only by, hey, we just had Christmas, right? So what was Christmas about? What's it supposed to be about? The gift of Christ for mankind because we're all destitute in need of a Savior. Well, if we can't look around and see how desperately we are in need of that in our own communities, in our own country, in our own hearts, in our own lives, in our own families, then we're all kind of living in denial. So I don't know, you know, the situation with these guys that are happening. I've seen it. It's not the first time I've heard such a thing. But I hope that the folks that are doing it stop, first of all, just stop. And that those that are in charge have the courage to address it in a way that actually solves the problem, which is to deal with the people that are doing it and not to come out with more legislation and laws to just take something away from everybody, because that actually doesn't work anyway. We've seen that proven time and time again, that type of direction is counterproductive, doesn't work. So I encourage you guys that are folks of faith, and I know that there are many that are up here that join us every week or that communicate with me. There's so many of you guys that have been with me through the heart surgery and then through chemo and everything else that have been praying for me. And, you know, you guys are a part of all of this that have seen me through some really horrible stuff. I'm out the other side of it by God's grace, and I'm doing well, and I'm feeling better day by day. I'm learning what it is on the other side of everything. I still got some stuff I'm working through, but there's like this wonderful light of hope at the end of the tunnel, and that was all accomplished by prayer and faith and the hand of God. And if He can do that for someone like me, then He can do it for folks that are doing that stuff. People that are enduring the results of it, and hopefully if we ourselves will humble our own selves and seek the Lord on this stuff, we can lift this, all of it, up in prayer, because the only solution to any of this is not going to come at our hands. So I don't want to soapbox too much on that, but I hear stories like that and I go, gosh, I don't know. I can tell people it's happening, but I guarantee you the people that are riding around in cars doing this, they're not listening to the show, right? Probably not. But if you are, then we do all have the option and opportunity to lift this stuff up in prayer and get some help that'll actually matter. I know there's folks that are going to go, Rick, you're full of crap, but that's okay. You know, I am, usually. That's, again, you know, I'm that way a lot. But I happen to know I'm right on this one. So anyway, guys, that's going to be it for tonight. We're like, I thought we'd have a short show, but no, we're right on at 7:30. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Thank you, Angie, for coming up and hanging out for a few minutes. I don't know if you got a deer tonight or you had some success out there hunting, but I hope you had a good time regardless. If you're out there hanging out with your hubby and family, I know you had a good time, so that's cool. And next week, I'm going to go ahead and not do a show next week because it's Sue's birthday. That's my wife, and I don't know if we'll do anything. I don't know if I'll take her to dinner, or I don't know. Maybe we'll do something, or maybe we'll just have a nice meal here at the ranch and go home and watch movies. I don't know. We'll do something, but I won't be up next week. But I will be up the week after, and I'm going to see if I can line up a guest for that show. I'll send some emails out. We'll see what happens. I do really want to thank everyone that's up here. We got people watching. To me, it's just amazing that you guys will come out and hang out as we talk about this stuff. And then you guys, other people go and download the podcast. And that's been like a huge success. So yeah, thank you for everything. Thank you for watching the channel. Thank you for coming up here and participating. Thank you for, you know, just your prayers. Thank you for everything. And we're looking forward to next year. I don't know how it's going to go. And we've got some restructuring to do and some things that are going, maybe we got a little hard times to kind of endure till we kind of change the direction in a way that becomes, you know, truly profitable and people kind of get on board with it. But I'm determined to try and do stuff that's going to really be beneficial to all of our sponsors, the channel's health, and also GTA, as I mentioned, Aragon Angie's up here. She's going to be handling all the content over there. So I'm excited to see what she comes up with this year. She's going to be at SHOT Show too. So if you guys are at SHOT, look her up. I think she might have Maggie with her too. So if you guys are at SHOT, reach out to Angie. Maybe you guys can shake her hand and get a picture or something. So that's going to be it, guys. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. Hanging out with me. You guys hang out with each other. And my daughter's about to photobomb. She's coming in. She's coming in for the photobomb. You're not going to, you got to get like real close. Like
oh,
right here.
I know.
Right here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Say hi. There it is. There she is. A little turd. You guys have a great rest of your week. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.